I have been hearing so many women talk about being exhausted, overwhelmed, anxious, and I thought, what a better time than to drop a little bit of energizing encouragement for you, just to give you a bite-sized little piece of an episode so that you can just be revived and be ready to finish out the week strong, you know, getting the things done that you haven't yet got done. So I hope you enjoy this quick little episode. I'll see you on the inside. Welcome to Ditching Depression for Busy Moms. Have you ever woke up in the morning with that dark cloud of despair threatening to consume you, and you just wish you had someone to talk to? Someone that understood where you are and could maybe encourage you or motivate you on some level? Someone that could give you tools to help you feel better? I've got you covered, my friend. My name is Melanie Borbo, and I have been working with women for the last few years to help them overcome depression and anxiety naturally. I'm a wife, I'm a mom, I'm a daughter of the King, and I'm here to help with whole health solutions, strong faith, and motivating mind shifts. So if you are ready to get your happy back, then grab your gratitude journal and let's get ready to spread some sparkle. Another amazing comment came in from a lady that she put it on my Podbean account, and she said that she is finding that this podcast is a godsend for her. It's an answer to prayer because she has three family members that suffer with depression and anxiety. And she didn't realize that there were so many natural remedies or natural ways to kind of improve your mental health. So she is really happy to have found the podcast. And I think it's important. If you are blessed, if you have some result that you want to share because of the podcast, I would love to hear it. Not only does it warm my heart, it also shows me that I'm giving you stuff that you can actually use. And what it does is it can set other people up to have, you know, that little aha moment. Maybe they'll hear something from somebody else's story that they may not actually have heard from me specifically. So I think there's a whole bunch of benefits to reviews or comments or things like that on the podcast. So I do appreciate that if you are so willing to do so. Hey friend, welcome back. As I mentioned, this is just a quick little bite-sized bit of encouragement for you, because there are many people that are suffering with exhaustion, anxiety, and overwhelm. And there's also many reasons that people have for justifying these kinds of feelings as well. The world is a little bit hard, right? The world is a little bit hard to be around. But I have some really beautiful encouragement, because I believe 150% that the Word of God is the most beautiful encouragement that I have ever come across. And I want to share a couple scriptures with you, because I want you to see for yourself, whether you are a Bible reader or you're not a Bible reader, I want you to hear what God has to say about fear and stress and like all these things. So 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." So what does that mean? That means like when we start to worry, when we start to get really anxious, that is not coming from God. That is not coming from God. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. So we have to be really careful. When we start to get really anxious, we have to look at what's going on inside of our mind. What are we telling ourselves? And is it true? Because there's a whole big storyline that we actually can tell ourselves inside of our own head that can cause us to get anxious without even circumstances happening. We can make that happen just because we are quite powerful. Our brains are powerful. So that's the first one that I want you to think about, is that God didn't give us a spirit of fear. So when we start to have it, check it, right? Check it and go, no. I'm not taking this on. This is not my stuff. Another one that I really find beneficial for me is Isaiah 41:10, which says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." So what is that saying? That is another promise from God's word that says, don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. Don't like Don't be scared. I'm with you, right? I am absolutely with you and I will strengthen you. So when we catch ourselves thinking something that's causing us to be anxious or overwhelmed or feel stressed or any of those things, I have claimed Bible promises for years and years and years, and I can tell you that that is the fastest way to bring your mind back into control, right? So that you can actually be in control, not letting your mind run and dictate what's happening in your life. So that's another one that I want you to think about. Isaiah 41:10. The first one was 2 Timothy 1:7. Another one, this was one of my favorite ones right from the very first time, like when I first started to read the Bible. This was one of my favorite scriptures. This is Philippians 4:6-7 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." So what is this one saying? This one's saying, hey, don't freak out. Don't worry. Bring it to the Lord. Bring it to the Lord with prayer, you know, with prayer and supplication. So that's like you're dropping it at the foot of the cross. You're saying, Lord, I need help with this. And then the other thing that it says is with thanksgiving. We have to be grateful. So instead of freaking out and stressing out and just getting all way out there, you know, we can come to the Lord, bring our petitions to him, bring our fears to him, bring everything to him, and then be grateful. Be grateful that A, we can bring it to him, grateful that he hears us when we call him, grateful that, you know, He is bigger than anything of this earth, anything. So those ones are, and when we do that, when we come to him with prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, we will have a peace that passes understanding. So even if our circumstances do not change, we can still have peace knowing that it's going to be okay. Somehow, some way, it's going to work out and I can just take a deep breath and I can be okay in this moment, right? In this moment, I'm okay. Now, in recap, God didn't give us a spirit of fear or worry or stress or anxiety. God didn't give that to us. So that means we don't have to keep it. We can kick it right out of our brains. We can take a deep breath. We can we can claim the promise of not being afraid, not being dismayed. We can be strengthened by the right hand of God by claiming his promises. And we can bring things to him. Our prayers, our pains, our hurts, our anger, our overwhelm, we can bring it all to him. And when we bring it to him and we are, you know, truly seeking for his wisdom and seeking for his plan, then we have peace. We have a peace that passes understanding. So I pray that this blesses you, this little quick snippet. I just wanted you to have a little bit of encouragement because I know sometimes as busy moms, we don't always have time to just sit down and read, right? Read the Bible or sometimes read anything. And that's another thing that I'm hearing a lot with my clients lately is that they just don't have time to get everything in. They don't have time to sit with God. And so what I would say to that and what I have said to that is to not, like, don't, for starters, don't beat yourself up when you feel like you don't have time. But instead, grab maybe one of these scriptures or another one that you like and write it out and put it on your kitchen cupboard or your bathroom mirror or somewhere, the kids' change table, wherever you are, that you're going to have a couple minutes to stand there. And then just meditate on that one scripture. If that's all you have time to do, it's going to do so much more than worrying and fretting and being stressed and overwhelmed, right? So just take a deep breath, read that scripture wherever you've got it posted, and just ask the Lord to talk to you about that particular scripture. Lord, what does it mean? What does it mean for me? How can I use it in my life today? How can I use it with my kids or my husband? Just ask him and he will give you all kinds of wisdom, all kinds of wisdom. Absolutely. So that is my quick little energizing encouragement. And I pray that it blesses you. Absolutely. And just take the minutes, whatever minutes you have to spend with God, and he will bless you. I promise you. And you can just feel less anxious, less overwhelmed, and less stressed. So have a fantastic rest of the week. I'll talk to you again next week. God bless. Have you been blessed or encouraged, motivated by this episode? If so, then I would love to hear from you. You can show your gratitude to me and to show me that I've actually given you value by just dropping a quick little review on this podcast. It warms my heart to hear from you. And also, it'll help other people find this podcast that can be blessed or encouraged as well. And if you know someone who needs to hear this, then by all means, share away. And if you want to find out more about how you can, you know, we could possibly work together, just come on over to ditchingdepression.com and you can find my contact details there. Take care and God bless.